Now to our next story now. Libya, the death toll continues to rise in an offensive launched by a retired army general against militants in the eastern city of Benghazi. According to the latest official figures, nearly 80 people have been killed and more than 140 injured in violent clashes that began on Friday. Khalifa Haftar's loyalists, known as the National Army, have used air and ground forces against the militants held up in the region. The Libyan government and parliament have declared Haftar's army outlaws and have denounced their operation as a coup attempt. The government forces have also declared a no-fly zone over Benghazi, but so far Haftar has defied the decree, saying his group will continue operations to flush out what he calls terrorists from Benghazi.
On Friday, the shattering calm in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi broke again when the self-declared Libyan National Army began an offensive against two powerful Takfiri militant groups. Since the 2011 intervention of NATO in Libya's uprising against the longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, the country has failed to impose authority over militant groups who refuse to disarm, with some of them even pushing for independence. Benghazi operation has so far left dozens of people dead and more injured. The new government at first tried to stay away from the operation, saying that it was launched by rogue General Khalifa Haftar and his forces.
The chief of staff of the Libyan army has denied the issuance of orders to these forces, and therefore this movement is a violation of orders of the military and legitimate authorities.
On Saturday, the army declared a no-fly zone over the eastern city and ordered its forces to shoot down any aircraft violating the ban. Some analysts say Tripoli's behavior shows the government lacks unity.
There is not enough unity for the government currently to be saying that they are at odds with what the general has done and for the general to have acted unilaterally. But it just shows a very confused picture, but ultimately a Libyan government that's desperate in many, many ways, especially the army.
Benghazi operation is staged under the command of retired General Khalifa Haftar and some army units loyal to him. But who is the general? Khalifa Haftar was army commander under the rule of former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. He fell from grace after Libya lost to Chad during the 1980s war. Haftar then sought exile in the United States. Numerous sources have pointed to his links with the CIA, saying that he established a training camp for his Libyan National Army in rural Virginia. After the outbreak of Libya's 2011 uprising, Haftar returned to his country and became the third most senior officer in the newly established army. Haftar's LNA troops are now fighting February 17th brigades and Ansar al-Sharia, two of Benghazi's powerful militants. Washington has blamed Ansar al-Sharia for the 2012 attack on its consulate, where four people, including the U.S. ambassador and two CIA operatives, were killed. Although the group has denied any involvement, its headquarters later came under attack and its troops were forced to leave Benghazi temporarily. Haftar's self-declared mission to rout out Ansar al-Sharia has already raised some eyebrows, with some experts thinking Washington had prior information about the offensive.
In fact, the United States just sent more than 200 Marines to Italy in preparation that they may have to evacuate the United States embassy in Libya in case there is a major problem.
Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire, joins me from Detroit for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Ms. Azikiwe, why has Libya reached such level of lawlessness?
It originated, of course, in the bombing campaign and the ground operation that was supported by the Pentagon and NATO bombing campaign of 2011 that lasted for 8.5 months. There was no strategic outlook. There was no uniformity of thought on the part of those who served as ground troops for imperialism in 2011. So therefore, it's not surprising that at present there's this internecine conflict and political and economic disintegration in Libya. And I think it will continue, it will worsen because of the overall economic crisis that the country is finding itself in right now, with the oil industry being almost obliterated. And the fact that you have this regionalism and factionalism that's dominating the entire political culture right now in Libya.
And so what does the future hold for the people of Libya then?
Well, unless they can form a national government of unity that's based upon all the various patriotic and nationalist elements inside the country, in actuality, there is no hope under the present conditions. When you look at an individual like Khalifa Haftar, who in fact was protected and trained and coordinated and financed by the Central Intelligence Agency for over two decades in Virginia, and then of course sent to the east of Libya at the beginning of the counter-revolution in March of 2011, there of course has to be some analysis about the role of the United States in regard to what's going on there now. Where is he getting his weapons from? Where is he getting his financial support, since he's supposedly no longer attached with this General National Congress government in Libya? So it raises a lot of questions about the role of the Pentagon and the CIA, which has a long-term relationship with Mr. Haftar.
All right, Abiy Yomi Azikiwe from Detroit. Thanks for your time there, sir, as always.